So here's the research loop. We saw it before. It's the same thing we've been doing since second or third grade. Here's the part I want you to pay attention to. The three applications of it. The sexy one. The one that gets you noticed. The one that gets you into intro books. And remember, there is no greater goal than getting your stuff into an intro text. Oh yeah. Replication, the boring part, but critically important. And the important part about it is figuring out how the hell to get it done. How do you get somebody to buy a replication? And we'll see a lot more of that when we move into the more complicated models, because the more complicated designs will always have a new part, a replicating part, and a converging part. Convergence means, okay, so replication means running exactly the same damn thing. So you can reasonably expect to get the same damn answer. Convergence is running variations. What variations? Well, it would be these. I change population, I change design, I change task, I change setting. What changes change the result? So that's the part you got to cling to. When you look at a study, you should decide, is this really a novel hypothesis test? Is it all about replication or is it a convergence? And the answer isn't going to be the whole study. It's, are there these parts anywhere in the study? This is that written down for you. The whole idea is to capture and evaluate and think about the four kinds of validity. How do I feel about the way they measure things? How do I feel about what they represented? How do I feel about control and interpretability? And when it's all done, do I think they got the right answer? Because every step of the process is about particular kinds of validity. The research hypothesis tells us if we're looking for associative or causal intent. It tells us the variables involved in the target population. Nice to know what the researcher is trying to do when you're trying to decide if they did it well or poorly. And remember, we have higher standards for causal intent research than associative. We should have equally high standards. We should work just as hard to control confounds because confounds change results. First thing we got to do is go get data or go get participants, sampling. This is the population part of external validity. And the quality of it is based on how we feel about these three decisions. What kind of sampling frame, what kind of selection, and did they use simple or stratified? Now, participant assignment. You don't always have assignment per se. You typically have assignment if it's followed by manipulation. Other than that, what you're doing is noticing what condition they're in, rather than creating what condition they're in. And notice the glory and majesty of the language of smiley faces. The words random assignment appear four times, but only one of them has a smiley face. Random assignment of individuals by the researcher, smiley face. Of groups, frowny face. Random assignment with arbitrary conditions by the researcher and some administrator. You can't say random assignment anymore. You have to say random assignment of, with or without constraints. Then you have self-assignment and non-assignment, neither of which are going to support a true experiment. Then we manipulate the independent variable. You got to remember there's a lot going on when you manipulate an independent variable. The first thing that's going on is measurement validity. Manipulation is a form of measurement. Instead of asking you how many times you practiced, I'm telling you how many times you're going to practice, and then I'm going to watch and ensure that you did it. That is measurement. While you're doing that manipulation, you are hoping that you are maintaining ongoing equivalence. That the only difference between the groups, on average, is the IV per se. And please remember, that they are somewhere doing something while you're manipulating them. Some manipulations work better in a situation that has more control. Lord knows, I've pulled a lot of things out of the lab classroom and stuck them in the real classroom, and the problem was I couldn't get the same sort of manipulation in somebody else's environment. Data collection, all the same stuff. Now the measurement is the measurement of the DV, not the manipulation of the IV, but they're both measurement. You have to treat them as measurement. They are a measurement problem. Internal validity, have you maintained ongoing equivalence? And then external validity, because they are somewhere and they are doing something. And finally, we get to data analysis, and obviously data analysis is all about statistical conclusion validity. And that leads to this. Statistical conclusion validity is dependent on four things. The one statisticians think and talk about the most, chance. Chance happens. But anything that disturbs the quality of our data disturbs the quality of our results. So external validity, measurement validity, internal validity, all impact statistical conclusion validity. If we have a crappy sample or we're in a situation where we can't manipulate our independent variable, we're going to get the wrong result. If I do a crappy job manipulating or measuring, I'm going to get the wrong result. And confounds change results. Now, let's get black and white, and ease off for a little gray. Two things directly influence causal interpretability, assignment and manipulation. The two things that define a true experiment. Four things don't. Now, a whole big list of things don't, but these are the four that I want you to notice, because these are the most common mistakes that people make. Selection doesn't influence causal interpretability. That's the population part of external validity. Setting. You can run a perfectly controlled study in the field, and you can run a crap study in the lab. Setting does not directly influence. Notice the use of the term directly influence. Data collection. How you collect the data in the methods we're about to talk about does not have a direct impact. You can do great or crappy measurement by observation, by self-report, or by trace collection. That's measurement validity, not causal interpretability. And finally, the statistical model does not impact statistical conclusion validity. We're going to see that when we take the four basic models, correlation, chi-square, between and within ANOVA, and reduce all of them to an effect size. That correlation does not imply causality is a philosophical statement from a time when the word correlation was used by philosophers of science the way you and I use association or relationship. It does not mean data that touch a Pearson's correlation may not be causally interpreted. It means just because two things are related doesn't mean they're causally related. Now, that's the black and white. I want them in your head. This is an essay question. Two do, four don't. Two make things harder. Field experiments make ongoing equivalence harder. And longer studies make ongoing equivalence harder. Doesn't wipe it off the board, but it does make it harder. And an important part of harder is you got to know more, and it's more expensive.